yesterday, my brother and I were talking about a lot of different things. And one subject that we touched on was the telling of Adam and Eve's story in the beginning of Genesis, in which they were given charge over the garden that God had planted. And they were to take care of that garden, and they were to tend it. And they were not only to take care of the garden itself, but the animals, both the domestic animals, the tame animals, and the wild animals. Adam and Eve had subject over all these things. And then there came a time where the serpent spoke to them, and they were convinced of the serpent's words, and they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when they did that, they instantly knew that they were naked, and they became ashamed. And so when they heard the Lord walking through the garden, they hid themselves. The Lord says, "Where are you?" They said, "We're here, but we're naked." The Lord said, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat of that tree? That tree that you were not supposed to eat of?" So, of course, there was some blaming going on. Adam would blame the woman that you gave me, Lord. She told me to eat of the tree. "Well, that serpent, Lord, told me to eat of the tree." And all three got punished. One of the things that we discussed yesterday was the idea that they had hidden themselves because of their shame, because of their nakedness. And one punishment that we don't see is the indirect punishment, because we see the curse that goes to the woman. We see the curse that goes to the serpent. We see the curse that goes to the man. But God had to kill animals to provide them clothing to hide their shame. And prior to this, we see that the animals were to eat of the fruit of the earth. We see that that Adam and Eve were to eat of the fruit of the earth. But in order to make the clothes for Adam and Eve to cover up the shame that they now had, God killed an animal and made clothes out of it. And something had to die for them to be covered up. Something had to die to cover up the sin that they had committed by eating of the tree. When you consider that, when you consider maybe what Adam and Eve's perspective was, when they knew that the Lord had to kill something to cover them, how that must have felt. And if I were to think of a scenario maybe in my own life where I knew that something had to die in order for me, because of my mistake, but we realize that is exactly what Jesus had done for us. Because of our sins, Jesus had to die on the cross so that his blood and his sacrifice may cover our sins. Just as in the garden, something had to die for the shame of Adam and Eve, Jesus had to die for our shame and our sin. But Jesus died willingly for our sins. He put his body on the cross and shed his blood willingly for our sins. And we're not just talking about clothes to cover our shame. We're talking about salvation. And so this is the gift that Jesus has given to us through his sacrifice. And unfortunately, because of our sin, Jesus had to die on the cross. But Jesus died as a choice because he loves us. And that's something that we should cherish as Christians. And so when we come around this table and we partake of this bread, which represents his broken body, and this cup, which represents his shed blood, hopefully that we can get a better understanding of the sacrifice that was made on our behalf, so that we could gather around this table and share this meal in his name. Let's go ahead and pray.